I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Libya remains one of the world's toughest places to follow Christ. A woman we'll call Marina is a Libyan Christian from a Muslim background. In a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, she says there are everyday examples of persecution. There are few believers, and it's hard to practice their faith openly. Christians are beaten, rejected by their Muslim families and friends, and sometimes killed. So please pray believers from a Muslim background will stand firm in Libya despite threats of suffering and death. If you were deaf and had been denied an education in any language, including sign language, how could you read the Bible? Wycliffe Associates has developed a language of symbols or pictures that help unlock God's word to the deaf. Called Symbolic Universal Notation, or SUN, the Old and New Testaments will soon be available. For the deaf, sign language is their spoken language, and SUN is their written language. Learn more at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries.